Page 2 from the editor's desk. Support statewide affiliates Judy Wilkinson. Several articles in this issue deal with membership. Donna discusses it in hers, as do artists and Teddy Joy in theirs. This past year, I've been privileged to be associated with three statewide special interest affiliates, California Library Users and Orientation Center alumni as president, and Guide Dog Users of California as board liaison and now member. I am a proud member of Braille Revival League of California, and I hereby put the Association of Multicultural Concerns on alert that I will definitely join that affiliate for 2014. I'm not suggesting that you need to be connected with five statewide affiliates as I choose to, but I'd encourage you to think about joining at least one. For some of you, that means belonging to more than one chapter, your home chapter as well as a statewide affiliate. Some of you may wish to join a special interest affiliate as your primary connection to the council, while some concern fairly specific interests. Guide dog users, citizens with low vision, Braille users, students, OCB alumni, all of us are library users, and I hope all of us are interested in multicultural concerns. Page 3. Even affiliates with seeming specialized connections can always use friends and supporters. Below, I'm pleased to present to you a few words from a representative of each of the seven statewide affiliates. Lillian Scaife, President, AMC. The Association for Multicultural Concerns, AMC, would like to cordially invite you to join us. Below is our basic mission statement, as written within our Constitution. The AMC will endeavor in earnest to promote understanding and respect of diversity through the association and celebration of cultural diversity and inclusion. The AMC will provide a forum whereby the issues and concerns of blind and visually impaired persons of all cultures can be recognized and advanced. If you would like to join, please send a check payable to AMC, care of Andrew Kohlmeyer, Treasurer, 2310-A, Gates Avenue, Redondo Beach, California, 90278. AMC_CCB@Verizon.net. Stephen Fort, President, BRLC. Hello, one and all. The purpose of BRLC is to promote the production, teaching, and use of Braille as the primary medium of literacy for all blind people who are physically and mentally able to make practical use of it. Page 4. We meet annually at CCB conferences and conventions. Membership dues are $20 a year. BRLC Treasurer John Ross may be contacted at 3508 Jade, J-A-D-E Avenue, Bakersfield, California, 93306. Email john1973@sbcglobal.net. Make checks payable to BRLC. BRLC is California's affiliate of BRL and affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. Lena Dawes, President, CCBS. The California Council of Blind Students consists of students of all ages. Students are considered high schoolers, college students, training center attendees, and students attending any kind of non-traditional schools. That being said, anyone is welcome, and we have had teachers, DOR counselors, and many others as part of our membership. We advocate for equal access for blind students in the classroom. We have social events where students can network, and we have informative programs for conventions. We're currently working on reopening up our board meetings and getting our members involved in CCBS again. Should anyone wish to join us, our dues are $15, with $5 of that going to the American Council of Blind Students. Please send dues to the CCB office. Attention, California Council of Blind Students. Page 5. Thank you, and we hope you will join us. Bernice Kandarian, President, CCCLV, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. Traditionally, education and rehabilitation for the blind has emphasized non-visual methods, those that require no vision, but it is estimated that at least 80% of the blind have useful vision, which they typically want to use. Thus, the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, CCLVI, and its California affiliate, CCCLV, were established in 1987 to advocate an approach to living with low vision that involves the use of whatever vision the individual has, supplemented where necessary by non-visual techniques. We advocate in such areas as large print, lighting, and magnifiers, both optical and electronic, as well as changes in the built environment, such as striping on stairs. To join CCCLV, send a check for $15 payable to CCCLV to CCCLV Treasurer Donna Sanchez, 27 Quail Hollow Drive, San Jose, California, 95128. DSANCHEZ99@att.net. Judy Wilkinson, President, CLUA. I'll never forget the day I read a book. That is our membership slogan for the foreseeable future. An affiliate of the ACB Library Users of America, we take interest in any and all aspects of library and reading issues of concern to persons who are blind, partially sighted, or otherwise print disabled. Page 6. Currently, we have around 40 members. We hope everyone who is interested in reading will join us in efforts to grow our treasury. We will be holding a crafts fair and raffle at the spring convention. We will also be holding at least 2 telephonic membership meetings before then. Dues of $20 per year, checks payable to CLUA, can be sent to our treasurer, Gloria Broderick, 613 East Orange Grove Boulevard, No. 2, Pasadena, California, 91104, phone 626-583-9560, email glorybe@pmpmail.com. Lynn Coates, Board Member, GDUC. GDUC, Bouncing with Enthusiasm. My name is Lynn Coates, and I am one of the directors for Guide Dog Users of California, GDUC. Our organization has recently passed through a period of challenges. However, all of us in GDUC have come out of that rough time with lessons learned and a positive attitude to help us move forward. We would like to invite you to join us. GDUC is widely recognized among the 3 guide dog training schools in California, as well as the State Guide Dog Board, for providing advocacy and information to guide dog handlers across the state. Page 7. By joining GDUC, you will be a part of this affiliate and help us build this affiliate to what it once was. By joining GDUC, you can serve on one of our various committees, dealing with everything from advocacy to legislation to program planning, outreach, and more. Even if you don't have a guide dog, we welcome you to join us. We will be holding membership meeting conference calls throughout the year. So won't you join us and bounce along with our enthusiasm like Kong's? For further information or to join GDUC, please contact Vita Zavoli, GDUC Treasurer, by email at gducboard@gmail.com. Phone 510-846-4080. Mailing address, Guide Dog Users of California, care of Vita Zavoli, Zavoli, 1271 Washington Avenue, number 144, San Leandro, California, 94577. Judy Wilkinson, President, OCBA. The Orientation Center for the Blind Alumni have a strong, loyal membership core who know how the Orientation Center for the Blind changed their lives and is still changing lives. We share with each other about our own OCB experiences and stay in touch with today's center. Rosa Gomez, OCB's current administrator, assures us she will be with us at our meeting at the spring convention in Sacramento. You don't have to be an OCB alum to join us. We're proud to have our CCB president as a member. Grad or friend, send a check for $10 payable to OCBA to our new treasurer, Donna Sanchez, 27 Quail Hollow Drive, San Jose, California, 95128-4528, phone 408-377-8311, email dsanchez99@att.net. All these affiliates plead with you to send dues as early as you can so you can be counted on the official roster, which all chapters and affiliates must submit to the CCB office by February 15, 2014. When these special interest affiliates advocate for us, their numbers often speak louder than words. For instance, CCCCLV speaks very loudly when it can point to some 90-plus members. I realize that we all have lots of requests for our money, but the CCB offers a wonderful array of statewide choices. Not only can you become informed about specialized topics and make new friends, but you can be represented when power is counted in numbers.